Will now be recorded.
Of the invocation and the pledge, just based on the logistics of what we have today. And City Council, City of Harker Heights, Texas, will conduct a telephonic meeting to contain the spread of COVID-19 in accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat in action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act issued on March 16th, 2020. The subjects to be discussed are listed in the following agenda. And the next item will be the roll call. And if you'll just, do we need to have them answer up, or is this the fact that we got them on there good enough?
Go ahead and mute them.
Okay. As a roll call, I have Spencer H. Smith as president. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
Michael Blomquist is present.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Present.
Okay. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, present.
Okay. John Ryder, place four.
Present.
Okay. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Present.
City Manager David Mitchell.
Present.
Okay. City Secretary Julia Helsham.
Present.
Okay, we got that. Okay, the next item will be presentations by citizens. After I read this, then Julie will come on. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, parentheses, Texas Government Code 551.042, close parentheses, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And Julie?
Julie Helsham. If there is any citizen that would like to speak at this time, please unmute your mic by pressing star six. Again, if there is any citizen that would like to speak at this time, please unmute your mic by pressing star six. Mayor, there is none.
Okay, good. Having no presentations by citizens, we'll move on to the next item, which is new business. Number one, discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, declaring a public health emergency, providing that the declaration extends through April 30th, 2020, adopting and providing authority to enforce declarations and orders of the governor, county judge of Bell County, and Bell County Commissioner's Court relating to COVID-19 pandemic, authorizing the city to provide aid and assistance, providing for a penalty, providing an effective date, and directing the city manager to post applicable orders on the city's website and take the appropriate action. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. The state of Texas and Bell County both have issued disaster declarations that cover Harker Heights in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic. Per TML's guidance on receiving reimbursements in relation to COVID-19 expenditures, Mayor Smith issued a disaster declaration for Harker Heights on March the 20th of 2020. Action is now needed by the council to extend this declaration to match recent directives from the state and Bell County out to April 30th, 2020. This ordinance ratifies the mayor's declaration of disaster on March 20th, 2020, extends the declaration to April 30th, 2020, aligns the city's COVID-19 response measures to those issued by Bell County and the state, and grants the mayor the authority to end the declaration. If Bell County or the state modify their orders, then the city's requirements would automatically reflect these modifications. The council will meet again on April 14th and 28th and may at any time during those meetings end, modify, and or extend the declaration. We'll have to make sure that's on an agenda for you to do that, council, but you do have that in your authority. We We did move it out again to the 30th, knowing that you did have a meeting on the 28th at which we could review it and decide to extend it based on guidance from Bell County or the state. It's obviously a very fluid situation, Council. The state and Bell County have issued a number of directives. Seems like it changes each week. So we went with our city attorney and reviewed our ordinance and wanted our ordinance to have some flexibility built into it such that when they do change directives, we track with them. In other words, you don't have to come back together each time they change directives. And as I said earlier, those directives have been changing weekly. Again, it's a very fluid situation, the COVID pandemic. I do want to give you some numbers that we just got in right before the meeting. As you remember, yesterday we were at 68 cases in Bell County. Today the numbers are 71. With that, I think there were two additional added in the city of Killeen and one in Harker Heights. That brings Harker Heights totals to 7. Recovered numbers in the county are 15, with 2 deceased. Again, Council, those are the numbers that we got just before we went in to this meeting. And with that, Mayor, I'll be happy to answer any questions that the Council may have about this declaration.
Okay, thank you. That concludes the presentation from the City Manager. Does the Council have any questions? Any questions from the council on the city manager's presentation? Okay, this is an action item. Do I have a motion? And please state your name if you're making the motion.
Motion. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion. This is Michael Blomquist.
Okay, please make the motion.
Make a motion to approve an ordinance declaring a public emergency, providing that the declaration extends through April 30th, 2020, adopting and providing authority to enforce declarations and orders of the governor, county judge of Bell County, and Bell County Commissioner's Court relating to COVID pandemic, authorizing the city to provide aid and assistance, providing for a penalty, providing an effective date, and directing the city manager to post applicable orders on the city's website.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second? Mayor,
This is Jacqueline Fontaine. I would like to move to second.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Fontaine, for your second. Okay, is there any further discussion on the item?
No, Mayor. No, okay. Mayor.
Okay, the city secretary will poll the council members for their vote.
Blomquist?
Michael Blomquist votes yes.
McCann?
Jennifer McCann votes yes.
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine votes yes.
Ryder?
John Ryder votes yes.
Nicholas?
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously, 5 in favor, 0 against. Okay, any other items, Mr. Mitchell?
No, sir.
Okay, are there any announcements that we have for today?
I'm going to give a positive announcement. This is Jennifer McCann.
Go ahead, please.
I just want to say our community has been so supportive, our chamber, our city, all of the business owners, people that are going through the toughest time have really band together, and so many people have supported each other that it's not like we doubted they would, but this is just the silver lining of a bad situation. I've seen it every day at Eagle and homeschooling kids and coming together with businesses and ordering from businesses that we never did before. I think it's amazing how we've all come together and we're all going to get past this, I think, a lot better than more communities would, but we have a really awesome community here.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Hey, I don't have it.
Anybody else?
No, I don't have it.
Councilman Michael Blomquist, I'd just like to reiterate what Jennifer just stated and basically say everybody to be safe, strong and wash your hands, and we'll get through this.
Okay, anybody else?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontana. I just want to say thank you to the staff for the excellent work. Gary, thank you for bringing this meeting to fruition. I know it's a lot of hard work, and I know everybody want to be home hibernating, but those that are home hibernating want to go out and be working. So just thank you for everything that you do, and blessings, and stay safe.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, and again, Council, I'll just emphasize, we'll be Team Harker Heights. Again, reiterate a lot of the things that you're doing. We still got a ways to go with this. Just emphasize to the people that you have influence over to pay attention to the city's website, also the other social media that the city puts out for the latest information. And I appreciate all that you're doing individually and corporately. Seeing that we have nothing else before us, the time is 3:42, and we're adjourned.
Well, have a good day.
This conference is no longer being recorded.